Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. Wanted to go over some of the news. Gas prices headed towards all-time highs in the United States. If you haven't been paying attention over the weekend or this morning, oil spiked to, I believe, over $30 a barrel. Excuse me, $130 a barrel. It's come back down, I believe, now slightly under $120 a barrel. But this is really big news, and I think it makes us, or it begs a couple questions as to how far we are willing to go to, or how much pain and suffering are we willing to inflict on our own body to further the sanctions on Russia, if that's what it boils down to. It's kind of a moral question. I think it's fascinating to try to think through, but let's go to the Twitter feed here. Just sent this out 31 minutes ago. I said Russians aren't the only ones that will feel the economic pain of sanctions. And I go on to say not that sanctions are right or wrong, but simply there are costs. And I think a lot of people in the United States, they're getting so emotionally wrapped up with what is going on in the Ukraine that they're just wanting for the United States to do anything quickly. And the reason they're doing that is because they want to feel better. At the end of the day, that's what's going on. It's not that they're really thinking through the sanctions and saying, oh, well, this will actually impact Russia. Because if you look at the sanctions, it might impact the Russian people, but it doesn't really impact the government or the government's ability to continue the invasion of Ukraine. So and especially when you start looking at the SWIFT system, which we've gone over on this channel quite extensively, but you see that that's really just political theater. And if they're willing to do these things just to virtue signal, to buy your vote, to make you feel better so you'll vote for them in the future, you know, what else are they willing to do? But then going back to the issue of the economic pain that Americans may experience due to these sanctions, you know, how far are we willing to go? And so I go on to say in the tweet, what cost should Americans pay to punish Russians? Or, I mean, if you really want to get real about it, it's what cost should Americans pay to save Ukrainians? And this is where the question becomes very complex. But I think these are the tough questions and the tough conversations that we need to have. And we need to try to think through them in the absence of, it's almost impossible to do. We need to be very level-headed, or as much as possible, because when you're dealing with these complex issues, there are no solutions, there are only trade-offs, like Thomas Sowell says.
Hey guys, I want to remind you to get your tickets to Rebel Capitalist Live. This is the live conference I do twice per year with all of your favorite speakers from the Rebel Capitalist Show and experts in investing, commodities, real estate, freedom, and liberty. All of your favorite topics, all of your favorite speakers. The next Rebel Capitalist Live is going to be in Miami, and tickets increase in price as we get closer to the event. So go to rebelcapitalistlive.com right now to get your tickets to the next Rebel Capitalist Live. It's the conference you cannot afford to miss. It'll help you increase your financial freedom and, more importantly, your personal freedom. You'll get intel that you won't hear anywhere else. Past speakers have included icons in macroeconomics, investing, and personal freedom and liberty. People like Dr. Ron Paul, Robert Kiyosaki, Brent Johnson, Lynn Alden, Jeff Snyder, Richard Werner, Mark Moss, Lynette Zhang, and Robert Breedlove, just to name a few. So once again, go to Rebel Capitalist Live right now and get your tickets today.
So we can see here in this headline, gas prices surge above $4 a gallon. And this is a picture of what they're paying right now in California, where it's over $5 a gallon. And I had someone respond to this tweet basically saying, well, that's cheap. Here in Sweden, diesel is $2.60 per liter, which would make it almost $10 a gallon. So I'm not saying that the sanctions on Russia is going to lead to $10 a gallon gas in the United States, but I'm trying to ask, what if it does? Where do we draw the line? Is there a line? And I'm not saying that I have the answers, but if you were to say, okay, I think as a society, $10 a gallon to push back on Putin, how about 20? How about 50? Where do we draw the line? And again, I'm not saying that it gets there, but I'm saying I think these are the questions and the conversations that we need to have now, because it's just like setting up a plan B. You don't want to do that in the heat of the moment. You don't want that to be a reactionary response when the tensions are high. You want that to be premeditated. So if you get to that point, then you can make your decisions based on the game plan that was set up when you were able to see things as clearly as possible. And so, who knows where this goes? Hopefully we wake up tomorrow morning and they've got a treaty. It's funny that you don't see this too much in the news, but I don't know if it's funny or intentional, but I was reading that the Russian delegates are open to more discussions. You know, they've set up these, ceasefire to get out civilians and whatnot. They're saying that the Russians aren't obeying them. You know, who knows if that's accurate or not. But I've read other articles, and it's kind of like it's swept under the rug. You just hear it just, off in a distance. You know, it's a lot like the information on the Cerveza sickness. It's like, periodically you'd hear something about the studies that were done in Israel, but then the other media, they just kind of don't pay any attention to that. And so I've heard stories just here and there, or read them, where the Russian delegates are open to discussing how they could come to basically how to end this thing. And hopefully they'll move forward with the Ukrainian side there and we can get some sort of resolve. But I don't think it's a good plan just to hope and pray that happens. We can hope for the best and prepare for the worst. And again, what do we do? Where's the line in the sand? So if we get to that point, we can make a decision that's calculated and not reactionary. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. I'm going to be right back with a couple more videos. The Dow is down, I think, 600 points. So we want to discuss that. We want to check out what asset prices are doing, what markets are doing, what the yield curve is doing. So we'll be right back in a few minutes to discuss those equally important topics. As always, guys, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. We'll see you in the next video.